We're holding now the middle of Hanukkah. It's man where we give halav adora Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving that we had the koach to overcome the Yavanim. The Yavanim wanted to be lochim against the kedusha and Tara Klal Yisrael, particularly in the area of Arayis and the kedushas Habayis and the Taras Habayis. And it's, in fact, in one of the sugyas of Yichud, in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, when it discusses the different takanas that were done, the evolution of the takanas, v'gabi Yichud, derech agav, it happens to also mention that sugya, what the beis and the chashmonai were misaking also against in inyanim pritzis in these inyanim. So I guess it's certainly befitting that in Hanukkah we discuss the halachas of Yichud. Yichud, the pashas from the Gemara, that is an issa deraisa, and that's what Ruba the Rishonim hold, that Yichud is an issa deraisa. Chazal tell us, there in the Gemara, but in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah, that's by someone who is in the, who's also to the ish, and a level of an issa deraisa. A punya tahara, a punya who's not a nida, she's not an ish's ish, she's a punya. So there, David of Beis Dino goes there, and they ask Yichud, "Is this Yichud Rabbanon?" And that's the Gabi Yid, the Gabi Goy. Later on, Hill and Shammai answered, having for a man having Yichud with a shiksa. So there's a different levels of or evolution of the history of Yichud. So the Maisa, the Etzim Issa of Yichud is a Deraisa. The Raro found him where it's Rabbanon. The poskim come out, the Chavazir and the Chachazanim, that even where Yichud is a deraisa, it's only when it's one on one. For example, one man and two women, that'll even those women are, they might be each one is an Ashes Ish, Arayas, whatever it might be, that'll only be an Issa Drabanim. So Becholof and it's Asr, but there are sometimes Nafkaminas when there's Sveikas and other Tziufim, whether it's deraisa Drabanim. But Becholof, in every instance, a Yiddish Goy, whether it's a Goya, whatever level of Isser might be, Deraisa, Drabanon, Eshazish, Pnigator, whatever it might be, it'll always be Yasser. The Hashkafa of Yichud is that Yichud is Yasser for everyone. I mean, even if the greatest Tzaddik or the greatest Tzaddikus, the Venusser of Yichud. And Chazal tell us that ain't apotropis arayas, that when it comes to arayas, then there's no apotropis. And that's the metzias. And therefore Chazal, the Torah asked Yichud in every instance, in every case. Not only that, but Chazal tell us in one sukkah that kol agodol mechaveru yitzol godol heimenu. You know, one should not think, you know, I'm above this. I don't need this. It's also even for the biggest tzaddik. The Isser of Yichud is not necessarily Alts any chashash of onus, but Alts pitve. The man might seduce the woman, and that's the chashash that we have over here. In fact, the Mechaber brings down a little later in Ebenezer that the Yichud, if one is over in Yichud, that is the Gerim Hagodol that could lead to being misrashal in Yoni Erva. And I'm afraid to say that Hanisayon Meyi, that this is, that many people who have, we would never think were renichshal in these inyanim, but through being not so careful about Yichud, these things could happen. Sina Harabim, Rechmal Islam. Now, even in cases where Yichud is mutter, and we'll be giving different examples as we go on, where Yichud is mutter, even then, one has to use their sefer. You know, it might be a mutter, a biyikur din, according to the letter of the law, but a lot of times it's not the proper atmosphere for a man or woman to be in, certainly for if it involves a lengthy amount of time, whatever the case might be, and that's something one has to use a sefer and ask a shayla, hakolafia inyan. So that's just hagdama of Hilchos Yichud. Now we're ready to start some of the pratim. So Yichud is, by definition, a man and a woman in a secluded area. The secluded area could be either an enclosed area, like in a house, a room, or even just an area which is not, there's no one there, but it's not necessarily secluded as far as being walled in. It's just out in some fields, some forest somewhere where no one happens to be there. That's also considered a secluded area. As I mentioned before, Yichud Zasar, whether it's Yidim or Goyim, and whether it's no matter what the age of the people involved in, and also whether the health of the people involved. Again, there are sometimes exceptions to the rule in certain, one should always ask a shala. There are sometimes shalas discussed if the man mamish is so sick and he's not able to, he's not really royally biya, then there's a din in the poskim about that. But generally speaking, the rule is that yichud zasar in every instance, and yichud has no time limit to it. Even isman muat is zasar. Even if we were to say there might be a shear, like the Gemara in Sotah says, there's a shear of hara, a shear for biya, but chatzi shear is asur min haTorah. So there's no zman. A person goes into a house, either he has to go into a house just for a second to get something, he's going to come right out. If he doesn't have what it takes to be matur yichud, then even for a second is asur. And that's where the Gedolim, the last generation, discussed about an elevator. What about going in an elevator in a case where it's a yichud scenario that even though we know it's going to open, but there is a certain amount of time where the doors are closed, and if yichud's usher even for a short amount of time, then yichud should be usher even in an elevator. And the maisa what comes out of the hira is that it's mutter, because being that we know that it's going to open up, it's not even roy for any type of shi or bia. And it's not roi for the full shi of yichud, and therefore, the whole svar of chatzi shi would not apply in that case, and that's why it's mutter. Again, there are times where seichel tells us not to do it, but certainly up yichud din, it's mutter. Now there is, as I mentioned before, that the yichud's usher, no matter what the age is. The truth is the yichud doesn't begin. And by a man's allowed to be yachid with a woman, if it's a girl, she's not 2 years old yet. If she's not ruy libiya, there's no issur yichud. The same thing where a woman's allowed to be yachid with a boy, if he's below 9 years old, he's not 9 years old yet. He's not considered ruy libiya either. So, but once the boy is over nine or the girl's over three, then there's an issur of yichud. And that's why having babysitters, having a 10-year-old girl, there's an issur of yichud, even if she's not a nida yet, even if she's a paniya tahara, but when she's over three, there's an issur of yichud, as far as the babysitter, as far as who the babysitter is babysitting. For a babysitter, that also make a nafkamina. There's no... Chazal did not ask for Yichud if both the girl and boy are below bar and bas mitzvah, respectively. So if you have a girl who's 11 and a boy who's 12, although they're both over the age of Yichud, there's no issur. So again, if you have a babysitter who's 11, then it won't be a problem, except for if the husband's home with that babysitter until his wife comes home, whatever the case might be. But if... once you have a babysitter, a girl who's, say, 12 years old, then she cannot babysit a 9-year-old boy unless there's the special heterim, as we'll be discussing this, Hashem. So again, the issue of yichud begins for a girl 3 and above, a boy 9 and above. That's assuming one of them is bar or bas mitzvah. They're both under bar or bas mitzvah. There's no issue of yichud in that case. Now, the Mishnah says... In the fourth parak of Kiddushin, which is the main sugi of Yichud, the one's allowed to have Yichud with his mother. That between a mother and a son, there's no issur of Yichud. And the Achon, the Bach, and others add on to that, that all direct generations up or down, a boy's allowed to have Yichud with his mother, his grandmother, great-grandmother, all the way up. And a man's allowed to have yichud with his daughter and granddaughter and great granddaughter and the same thing with the girl and her father. And so those direct relatives going all the way up, all the way down, fathers, grandfathers, sons, grandsons, and mothers, granddaughters, everything, all the way up and down, is no issue of Yichud. This is regardless whether they're married or not. It doesn't make an afkmina. Fathers had allowed to have Yichud with his married daughter. Just, you know, it's completely mutter. Now, there is a din about what about a brother and sister. The Gemara brings down a machlokis by it. The machlokis and Rishonim had a paskin. The Rambam seems to be machmir. The Machaber never even mentions it as being mutter. But the Rush writes it's mutter, and that's how we're knowing, like the Rush, that one's allowed to have Yichud with his sister, a brother and sister is mutter. But even that has limits to it. Unlike by one's mother or father, that's completely mutter, even b'derech kviyas, if it's with his sister, is only mutter b'derech harai, and not b'derech kviyas. Exactly how to define akroy, how to define b'derech harai, is a machlokis amongst the poskim, and also might depend upon the case. It might be relative to the setting. Are they in the parents' house? Is the boy going to his sister's apartment? Whatever the case might be. So there's different shiurim that are given, but really this type of thing one has to ask a shaila. This sometimes comes up. Sometimes a brother's going to stay within his sister lives in her own apartment in New York, and the brother's going to stay there for a little bit. He has to take a course there. He has to, he has to stay in New York for a little bit. And these shalas do come up. I've had a case where a brother was coming in from Eretz Yisrael, a married brother. And he was taking some like summer course, and the easiest thing to do was to stay in his sister's apartment there in Flatbush, wherever it was, but it was going to be for a substantial amount of time, several weeks. So the question is that mutter or not? So these are all shahs that do come up, but it's something to keep in mind that could be an issue. Sometimes parents go away to Eretz Yisrael. The parents go on their own to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of weeks. They leave the brother and sister, the son and daughter at home. And again, you know, once you ask a shahla, what's considered derech harai, it'll depend on the case. So it goes without saying that yuchud with one's kala, with one's fiancé, is usher. And until they're married, there certainly is a full-fledged Isur Yichud, that goes without saying. And with all other relatives, there isn't a full-fledged Isur Yichud. Relatives could be very chomer. They could be from the Arayos. But even if they're not, there's a full-fledged Isur Yichud by them. Cousins, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and all this is usur. And that's very common that sometimes the cousins, a boy cousin or girl cousin, they're both going to be in the same place, whatever. And unless there's a proper heterim for yuchu, that's completely usur. One has to be very careful about that. But again, that's assuming that all this, that they're from the age 3 and above. You can sometimes have an issur yuchu deraisa by certain relatives. Even when the girl is not a nida yet. For example, one's sister-in-law. One can have a 3-year-old sister-in-law, that's mamish arroyos, and they have, there's an isser deraisa, they have yuchud with his sister-in-law. But either way, deraisa drabban, and all of the relatives besides the one we mentioned are all going to be usher. Besides some mothers and fathers and sister, all the relatives will be usher. Now, Chazal gave cases where yuchud is mutter. And the tzad hashava of all these cases is that there's some type of pacha, there's some type of shmira system, that if these cases are kept, these scenarios are kept, then there's something that's going to stop the man from being mefata, or stop the woman from being nispata. So that's the basic idea. So we're going to go through them one at a time here. Number one is Pesach Pasuach. The Gemara says that Pesach Pasuach l'shus rabim, if the door is open to a public area, so there's always, you never know who's going to walk in and everything. So even a one-on-one case, a real derisive case of yuchud, it's mutter. There's no issue yuchud in that case. Now the question is how far to take that. So you keep the front door open of the house, Zachary Mott to the whole house. I'm at the third floor, the attic, the deep room and back in the basement. You know, what's mutter? And the Poskim do discuss this, the Mabit and others, is how far, how much would it be mutter? Lamaisa, I would only be makel of like that floor, you know. If they're both in the basement, they're both on the second floor, even though it's pesa pesua, lamaisa, you know, in the normal circumstances, one should not be that's usher. But basically speaking, both on that floor, they're on that first floor, at least, or one might be upstairs or downstairs, but. Both of them are not. Both, at least one of them is on that the main floor that's open to the door. Then it'll be up. Then it's mutter. It's machlokes. What is considered Pesach Pesuach? From the Chuvas of Rashba, the Pashas comes out that as long as it's not locked, it's mutter. Ben Yonah also seems to go like that. That Pesuach doesn't mean open. Pesuach means unlocked. It's always a shaila in all different cases in the Gemara. Whenever it says pasuach, does that mean unlocked or mamish open? The Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah seem to hold that the mere fact that it's unlocked, there's also that's enough of a scare, even though it might be minute, it might be very subtle, but it's enough to stop the issue of that there be no issue of yichud. There are Achronim, Rekveger, and Beis Meir and others that. Either the way they learn the Rashba, or they hold that the Pashas is the door has to mamash be open. Has to be inviting, has to be something which people can mamash see through, see into, in order for Yichud to be mutter. So it's machlokas at poskim, and lemaisa we're machmir that the door should be mamish ajar. Doesn't have to be completely open, but shouldn't it be ajar, somewhat inviting? Now there are cases where it's not a deraisa scenario, depending on the amount of people that are there. There's three people there, two women and a man, or other cases which only might be drabanan because of the age of the girls or boys, or just other cases where there's different siruf from there. We are someich on the fact that the door is unlocked, even though it is closed. So, in a real deraisa scenario, one-on-one, certainly, when we machmir that it has to be mamish open. But there are times that we are somech in certain drabanan scenarios, or there's other tsirufim, and having the door unlocked. So sometimes you might ask a shaila, and they'll always say, "Well, you know, keep the door unlocked." That doesn't mean he was relying on that 100%. There could have been other tzivim too, and he said, you know, just keep the door unlocked, and together with the other issues and other facts, he was somech on that. But by itself, we really require that the door mamish be open. It has to be pasuach l'reshus harabim, which means some area where there's people, either the quantity or quality, that they'll remove the issue of yichud. So either there's a lot of people there, so then that's certainly not a problem. Even if it's a hallway in an apartment building, where it might not be considered a real Rishus Rabim as far as Yilchus is concerned, as far as other halachas are concerned, but as far as like Shabbos, whatever, but as far as Yilchus Yichud, as long as there's other people there, there's other women or men who if they would walk in, they would matter Yichud, either because of the quantity of men or because the woman herself, she's Balabir, and she could be a Shemeris, and Rishon will be learning all these. It has to be some type of man or woman who could be walking around. You never know when they might be coming in and out. If they were to come into the house, to the place where the yichud is happening, they would be matur the yichud. And we'll see more about this as we go on. So sometimes that depends. It also depends who's there, and is the door to the apartment building locked or not? Who you need a key to get in, and so on and so forth. But usually, even internally in the apartment building, as long as there's other Yiddish couples there, then it's not such a big issue. If there aren't, if it's mamash all goyim and everything, then one should ask a shaila in each particular case. It has to be in a time where people could walk in. If it's already late at night, which also depends in each city what's considered late. But let's say it's called 10:30, 11 o'clock, where things slow down. I mean, there's still people in the street, but things slow down. People don't really aren't going to be walking into houses so much anymore. And So then already we're machmir to you can I mean then you can no longer rely on pesach pesuk l'shus rabbi, unless it's some type of scenario where mamish it's yom kalayla, it's laila kayom, that it's you know that it's all it's people going in and out all the time. That'll depend on the case. But generally speaking, already at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, one should no longer rely on pesach pesuk l'shus rabbi. There is a discussion amongst the Gedolim today that if you're going to rely on cases of the door closed but unlocked, where it's the accepted hanhaga, the proper etiquette, that you don't just walk into someone's house. So even though it's unlocked, but you know it's like it's wrong to walk into someone's house. So maybe Lekuli Amalev Yasser, you know, that even though there are person that are Mekel, there are Ashpa Simi Mekel if it's unlocked. Because Menenu, we don't just walk in unless you knock first and are invited in. So maybe it should be Yasser, but Lemaisa, the person can still use it, certainly as a Tziruf, the mere fact that people could walk in and if they wanted to. A window, the Nodi Behuda says, is also considered Pesach Pasur Chushus Rabin. Assuming that one can see from a mokum of a shusarabim with people walking by into through that window, and with the people who are involved in the yuchu, they're there. They could be seen. So you have a man and a woman in a living room, and the living room drapes are the shades and drapes are open and drawn, so anyone could go and see and see through it. Even though they made it that the they're not mamish by the sidewalk, you have to go through the front yard, but people could come in the yard. I mean, there's always a chance people, you know, the mailman, someone, who knows what, you know, could come and see, and anyone could come and it's open. So obviously that's not going to work if they're they have the windows open, but they're in the back room or upstairs with a window, you know, then it's not going to work. Windows will even work on a second floor. The man and woman are in a room on the second floor, but there's another apartment or house on the second floor where there's people freely looking out of windows over there. Now that also worked. Again, all this is on Akolafia Indian. Now, it goes about saying, and this, certainly this applies over here by Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, that even where it's Apiyikr Din Mutter, but one has to use a Seichel, and you know certainly to be in that scenario for Bekvias is not the healthiest thing to do. I once had a golden boy there, they wanted to go on a date in someone's house. I said, well, we'll keep all the windows open and the doors open and everything. I mean, to be there for 3 hours like that is not, I can't, you know, make it then, I can't say it's usher, but it's not a healthy scenario, obviously. And it goes about saying that the chalon, the window heter won't work at night, where, you know, it's dark and you won't be able to see through the window, where people are not walking around. This leads us to a car. A car is mamash surrounded by windows, and unless they're all tinted, but they're surrounded by windows, and anyone could go and see through them. And assuming the car is in a place where people can see, obviously, if you're parking in some parking lot out in the middle of nowhere in some forest, then it's not going to help. But a car just driving down any normal city street, even a side street. But if it's a normal city, there's always cars and people. You know, you never know where who's coming and going, and then even highways. I mean, if it's any normal American major interstate highway, there's going to be cars all the time. So, technically speaking, to drive from Baltimore to New York or back, as long as you stay on the highway or just, you know, you don't go too far off the highway, you could go to the rest stops, whatever, there will be no Isra of Yichud, because there's mamish cars all the time, and then it's Pesach Pesuch, which is Rabbim, even 4 o'clock in the morning. But again, excuse me for keep on repeating this, that obviously is not the proper scenario to be in. But Nikr Din, there's no issue of Euclid in that case. For a girl and a boy, to a man and woman to take a walk in a forest, if it's a place which is traveled, that particular path is traveled by these people going on all the time, jogging or hiking or whatever, then it's fine. But if it's some place which is not heavily traveled, which obviously one has to define, and it's hard to define that, that could be a real issur of yichud. There are roads, for example, mountain roads that certainly in the nighttime that are is dark and untraveled, and to drive on those streets where can many times be an issue of yichud. So all this has to be applied. There's a mussag in, as we've seen coming up, about libo gaspa, that if the man and the woman are comfortable with each other, I don't mean in an improper way, but even a proper way, there it's a nephew and his aunt. So, you know, they're close, they're open with each other, there's a certain relationship there. So what we'll be seeing later on, that there's limits, there are limitations by libo gaspa that we're not as makel by as in normal cases. We'll discuss some more details later on. But as far as Pesach, 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 Rabim, there are Achronim, the Beis Shmuel and others that hold that libo gaspa will not work by Pesach, 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 Rabim. So if there is some type of case of libo gaspa, even though the door is open and even the windows are open, Yuchu would not work in that case. Others argue with that and say that Pesach, 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 Rabim works in every scenario. So that's another fact to keep in mind. Next is Bala Be'er. Chazal tell us that Bala Be'er, if the wife's husband is in the city, so there's the Rambam writes, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that there's an Eima on her, there's a type of fear on her, and she will not be able to be seduced by the husband, by this man, certainly not as easily, and therefore won't be an Isser of Yehud. So there's the heter of Bala Be'er. This works dafka by a Jewish couple, by goyim, a husband and wife that are married with their goyim. There is no heter of Bala Be'er. So if one's selling insurance and you walk into a goy's house and Mrs. Smith is there and her husband is working somewhere, I mean, that there's no heter of Bala Be'er in that case. If her husband's mom is there in the house, although he might be sleeping or he's downstairs or he's mowing the lawn in the backyard, then that's mom is Bala Ima, then it'll work. But the very fact that he's in the city will not work by going. But by Yidden, the fact that a Yiddish couple, the husband is somewhere in that city, there's a pachan in the Isha, and there's no issue of Yichud. If it has to be in that city, not so clear how to define ear, but it's the general metropolitan area. So, for example, here in Baltimore, Towson and Owings Mills, it's all basically considered the metropolitan area, the greater Baltimore metropolitan area, and that's considered the ear, even though that technically speaking it's a different government, but that's all the same, it's one big ear. But once you already go to Columbia, and certainly Silver Spring in Washington, that's not the ear anymore. It's not Bala Be'er. Now, this machlok is amongst Achronim. What is the main svara of Bala Be'er? As I mentioned before, from the Rambam, it's mashma that there's just this pachad on her, which has nothing to do with her. So is a pachad because he might show up anytime? He might just come in the door and he has a key and everything? Or is the pachad because just the mere fact it's a certain emotion that women have, knowing their husband's around, emotionally, you know, they're more careful. So the Chazon Ish held like the latter svar, that it's that even though she knows her husband's not going to be coming in, but you know he's at work, there's no real reason for him to come home. He's never come home in the middle of work, and then Bala Be'er is matir that scenario of Yuchud. The Chachazonim holds, which we can learn maybe Shita's Rashi. Question is, can you fit this into the Rambam or not? That it she's scared because Imamish might walk in. According to the Chacham Zodim, if she knows that he's at work and everything, and he's the chance of him coming are very little, and especially if he's going to lose pay if he comes, you know, then it could be that Bala Be'er won't work. Or say she's not even at home. She's not at home. She's at some other place. She's in the doctor's office. Her husband doesn't even know where she is. She forgot to tell her husband where she went that day, you know. So he doesn't know where she is. Then there won't be any Bala Be'er. The Pashas is like the Chazon Ish, and that's Pashas be Paskin like the Chazon Ish, that even though she knows her husband's not going to come home, even though that her husband doesn't know where she is, Bala Be'er will work. But here's an example where, being that it's not Muskim, So a lot of times in these scenarios, although mikra din it's mutter, we always try to add on some other sniff. And that's why many times in this case we say, well, it's mutter, it's balavir, we keep the door unlocked. So if it's seer, if the door unlocked, which is pesa pesuch, which is a rabbim, and it's balavir, certainly according to the chazon ish, so we're willing in that type of case where it's mutter. So again, balavir is mutter. If the husband's at shul, he's around, and it's completely mutter. Maybe he's at work or some scenario where he doesn't know where she is, then it's kedai to always add on the sniff of having the door at least unlocked. Now that's as far as being miyached with a yid. If miyached with a goy, it's a woman whose husband is be'er, and her and there's a but the goy, it's the plumber, the goyish plumber electrician came, and she's there all by herself. Her husband's at work. So then again, there's a discussion in the poskim. Well, will balabir work or not? And here the question is, by goyim, there's also chashash of onus besides pitoy. And balavir is obviously not going to help for that. So there are those that hold that if you live in a society where it's illegal, where there's a punishment for, there's a punishment for that type of conduct, then onus is not such a big issue. And we go back to the issue of pitoy, and for as long as balavir would work, others argue with this svar. So the maisa, if it's balavir, And one can be mako in this type of case, even with a goy, but one should really keep the door really ajar. I think it's kedai, not just for halachic reasons, but for practical reasons too, lemaisim, that the door should always be kept ajar, if possible, this type of case, that they have real pesach pesuch l'shus harabim. Now, so as far as a woman going to a doctor, if her husband's in the city, it's bala be'ir. It's possible there's also plenty of people in the office, so it's pesach pesuch l'shus harabim. If her husband's not in the city, if her husband, like for example, here in Baltimore, many husbands work out of town in Washington, in Silver Spring area, or further north, whatever the case might be, in Columbia, then you don't have that. Then you have to rely on just the... And if it's an office, and certainly there's plenty of people there, it's pesach pesuch l'shus harabim. Sometimes a person is capable with men. You have the last appointment of the day, and a man with a woman doctor, or a woman with a man doctor, and even the secretary left. It's basically the last appointment of the day. Even the secretary is there, there might not be enough to matter it. And the front door is still open, depending on the case. So all these issues have to be taken into effect. It's very common today, especially we have, from people that fix computers, and they go to different people's houses to fix computers, and you really have to be careful. Sometimes, even if you're dealing with different people, to ask ahead of time, is your husband in the city? I know a person who did this, and he was dealing with, Hamish people, and he asked them, and they were like shocked why he asked that question. They're not realizing that if their husband's not around, he's in some business trip somewhere, it's not so pushy having the computer guy come in to fix the computer. So these things one has to be careful about. So it goes without saying, if there's a couple that's in the house, even though the couple's sleeping upstairs, and there's a girl and a boy, a man and a woman, say, talking in the living room, the chasen and kala, whatever the case may be, and her parents are upstairs, and that's certainly all right. I mean, it's once you have a couple there, I mean it was matri yichud, the man, the woman, any of them, even though they're upstairs, then that'll be all right. But I'll speak more about that scenario as we go on. Another case is ishto imo. Chazal, the Mishnah says that if a man could have yichud with a goyish woman if his wife is there, ishto ima. So for example, a goyish therapist comes over to the house to do therapy with this man, or just a yiddish therapist, anyone. A woman comes over So that's one on one. That's mamash an issur of yichud. But his wife is there. Ishto mishamrato. His wife would guard him. She doesn't have to literally be in that room. She could be sleeping upstairs. She could be in the backyard. But she's around the house, around that area, which is considered emo. And then yichud would be mutter in that type of case. Now ishto emo only works lagabe a yiddish couple. But if a girl, sometimes you have a girl who's a physical therapist. She goes to a goy's house to do therapy on this goy, and his wife is there. His Mr. and Mrs. Smith are there. Yichud is usur, because by goyim there's such prutzim that we don't even say ishto mishamrato. We don't say his wife is going to guard him there. It's going to stop him. And so that's something that could make a big difference. If it's a Yiddish couple, we say Yishto Mishamato. But if it's by Yiddish couple, we don't say that. Yishto Mishamato works even at night, even when they're sleeping. There's a Baal Be'er worked even at night, even the husband's sleeping. It's completely mutter. Now, by the fact that Chazal say Yishto Imo, it sounds like that we don't say Yishto Be'er works. Baal Be'er works. That's the psychology, that there's an aiman on the woman knowing that her husband's in the city. But it doesn't necessarily work the other way. We don't have that same aiman on a husband knowing that his wife is somewhere in the city. That's the pastus. There is a Kesef Mishnah that does say that there's a musig of even ishto be'ir. And the post can don as far as we pasuk like that, or even if you do pasuk like that, that can be extended as far as baal be'er or not. And basically, Puskin don't extend it as far as Baal Be'er goes, but there are sometimes cases where Ishto Imo will work. Certainly, if she's just around, for example, that she's she just went some shopping at Seven Mile Market. She's not at work or anything. She's basically around. She just went out to do an errand, and so she's mamish around, although she's not in the house. So then, but see if that the door is unlocked, then and as long as it's not too late at night, obviously where Pesach Pesach works, then there's reason to be somehan on ishto be'ir. But that's very limited, and one should always ask a shala in that case. But so pashas we don't say ishto be'ir as far as bala be'ir, but there are cases where we could allow it under certain circumstances. Chazal told us that gave us examples where you could have the shmirah system. Where until now we're talking about cases where it's one on one is usher. And what happens if there's a third party there? So it really depends who that third party is, will they be matri yichud or not. So Chazal tell us, if you have children, there's children that are there. There's young children. They could act as shomrim. But it has to be a child who's at the age, whether it's a girl or boy, it doesn't make a difference whether it's their own children or not, who they are yodea, yodas, tambia, meaning they're mature enough that they can understand a little bit of what's happening if they see something wrong, improper conduct happening. They already could smell the feel, so to say, that this is wrong. But they're not old enough to be moser aslam labia. They're not old enough to join. They're old enough to just say, to see something is wrong and tell people about it, and that's enough to stop the man and woman from doing anything. Now, what exactly that age is not so clear. The person can give a lot of different ages. It might also be relative to the child. Some children are just, they're more on the ball, they're more curious, so to say. It has nothing to do with their IQ, just their personality more. And others are just quieter and shyer and just, might not be as nosy. So it depends on the child. But just some basic ages, again, these ages are not halacha mishum Sinai, but for a boy is from the age 6 through 11, not 12, but age 6 through 11. Some bring that even down to age 5, which again might depend on the boy himself. And girls is ages 5 through 8. Not once they're nine. It's a nine already, they're already like too old. They're like a regular woman already. But 5 through 8, one can do that. I just had it, mamash, tonight. person was his mother-in-law is there, his wife is not, it's not, is not his wife is in the hospital, and so his mother-in-law there, which happens, is very common when a woman gives birth, and you know, but he had a daughter who was 5 years old, so the mice was fine. As far as what to do at night, we'll see that that's a separate issue. And in the nighttime, Chazal were concerned that this shomer, shomeres, will fall asleep. And once they fall asleep, then, you know, where's your shomer? Now, there's always a chance that shomer might wake up, but Chazal didn't want to rely on that. Therefore, at the nighttime, they require to have two shomer. So therefore, at nighttime, you'll have to have two children that are a girl or boy, whatever, that are in these ages, even though they're both sleeping, but the fact that there's two, and you know, and once you have two, the chances of any of them waking up are higher, then that's a natri matri yichud, which is going to be a klal throughout, that whenever a matri is something about shomrim, you have to have an extra shomer at night, you have to have two shomrim at night. Another case of a shomer is we have this man and woman who there's an issue of yichud by them, but there's a third party, another woman who the man is allowed to have yichud with. For example, it's his mother, it's his sister, it's his daughter. Even though, I mean, his wife is obvious, but or his wife is there. So then there's no issur of yichud. His wife is ishto imo. But even just a relative who's not his wife, the Beis Shlomo writes, and that's how we're knowing, that also acts as a shomer. Being that she herself is, or you have a woman who is Bala Be'er, you know, her husband's in the city. So you have a man and woman who is an Ish of Yehud, and you have another woman who, that woman is Bala Be'er, so once that woman is covered by her husband, so to say, then she's not going to join anything, and then once she doesn't join, then she stops everything from happening. So as long as there's some woman who's there who that man is allowed to have yichud with, she could act as a shomer. That's the scenario I gave by cousins. You have cousins, a girl cousin and boy cousins, that go and visit their grandmother. So I mean, the cousins is mamish an issue of yichud. But the boy's allowed to have yichud with his grandmother, so therefore there's no issue of yichud over there because his grandmother could act as a shomer, a shomeris. That's good for the daytime. If they both want to sleep by the grandmother, then you have to have some extra shomer. You would have to have the grandmother and this boy's sister is there. So then you have two shomrim together with his girl cousin, and then that'll work at night. So that's another example where we have a shomer. And again, you have to add a shomer at night. There is an exception to the rule where even at night we rely on one shomer, and that is if there is a boy with his father. A father with his son and together with another woman I made a mistake. A mother with her son and there's a man staying in the house. So usually we'd say, okay, mother and son, the son could act as a shomer because she's allowed to have yichud with him, obviously. But at nighttime, l'chor, we would need two shomer. Here already, many poskim say, as the Pesach Tshuva brings down the svara, that a son watches his mother extra careful. And therefore, even a single son with his mother will be matter having yichud with a man in the house. Again, that might not always be the best scenario to have, but sometimes that happens. Sometimes there's a man relative coming in, so that's where he's staying. And meanwhile, the husband had to leave. So therefore, it's the wife and her son and her brother-in-law is staying there. You know, for example, so her son even at night will work, even though it's only one shomer. Well, the son is in his mother, so it's not a problem.
Sometimes even she counts as one shomer at night.
I mean, it's not a shomer, it's the brother-in-law and the son.
No. I'm saying, let's say if there's a woman, and if it would be for him, but his mother is there.
Oh, I mean, that type of case. That might not be so pashut. Not sure about that. That might not be so pashut.
Yeah, what is called night for this lesson?
Time when people usually go to sleep.
Okay.
Now another case which Chazal tell us is that there's two men and one woman is also no issue of Yichud. So now it's one-on-one is usher, unless he had a shomer. Once there's two men, the psychology is that each man is not going to do any improper conduct in front of the other. So they kind of stop each other. But that's assuming that they're ksherim. If they're prutzim, then it's not going to work. But assuming that they're ksherim, then we say that two men and one woman will be fine. According to the Shulchan Aruch, stam people are not ksherim unless proven to be kosher. Ramaz mekum, we assume that stam people, certain regular people that are from the shomer mitzvahs, they're careful about these inyanim, then we could assume that they're considered ksherim, and if you have two of them, then yichud is mutter. But if a person is not a kosher, either to whatever history he might have, if a person is not frum, then it's not so pasha we can consider this a person not from kosher. And not to offend anyone, I mean, obviously they might be, you know, very proper people, but halachically it's not so pasha we could consider them ksherim l'gabi hilchus yichud. So then it won't work. If there's one kosher and one parutz, that's machlokis and nachonim, was that mutter or not. Once had a case where a woman was going to be flying on a plane, a small plane, with goyim, which are prutzim, and one from yid. That's they're the only people on the plane, and it wasn't Pesach or Shul Shus Arabim. So that's not a Pasha Shah, that's a Machlokes Achronim, is Yuchud Mutter in that case or not. Now, again, all this is in the daytime. In the nighttime, you have to have three men and one woman. Three men that are considered ksherim and one woman will be Mutter. And that brings us to Nashim Merubim. What about the same thing? We have one man and two women as us. That Chazal tells the Farish. Because the same psychology does not apply to women. These two women will be mezana together with this man. But what about if there's three women? That's the machlokes amongst the poskim, the Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. Rashi's Mekel, the Rambam others are Machmir. And the Ramah brings Rashi down. And the question is exactly how to paskin. It's not so clear. Being that in that scenario is only Drabbanon, so definitely... one that's Somech and Rashi is definitely Yeshom Amil Ismach. But again, that's for the daytime. For the nighttime, you'll have to have four women and one man in order to Mata Yuchin in that case. Last but not least, the next type of Shomer is Shomer Nichnas V'yotze. And that's where just we have Inyane Kashris, the one of Vodazor brings down, Magabi Sudin Inyanim, that you rely on a Shomer Nichnas V'yotze, because you never know when he's coming. Here also by Yichud, sometimes you have a one-on-one scenario that the husband's home and the cleaning lady's there, which b'derech kviyas is never a good scenario to have. But the cleaning lady is there, but there's no other heterim over here. So you go to an extra neighbor who will be matur Yichud, say it's another man or a woman that's married, who's Bala Be'ir, some other person who, if they were to come in the house, Yichud would be mutter, and tell them, listen, here's the key, or I'll keep the door unlocked, come in whenever you want. Whenever you want, you can come in. And that case is also mutter. But it should be real, meaning to go and do that, and the person never comes, I wouldn't rely on that. Has to be something they might come, they talk over, knock on the door, we'll come and just barge on the door to really show that it works. And again, I wouldn't rely on this for Kviyuk in Kavurta Kizman. And also, you can't rely on this at night. The chance of them barging in at night is not going to work either. So once I had a neighbor of mine that reminded me to be the Shomer Nichnas V'yotze, because his mother in law was home and his mother wasn't there, so it was just him and his mother in law. So I said, he wanted to be a good Shomer Nichnas V'yotze. I barged right in, and there's his wife. He forgot to tell me his wife came home. So But this could be used agave a babysitter. You get a babysitter, a 14-year-old babysitter who's babysitting a 9-year-old boy. So the question comes up. I mean, the lachar is Rav Yichud. So you either have Pesach Pesuach unlocked or door ajar, depending on the case, or if she doesn't know when the parents are coming back. They say, you know, we're going out for the night. We won't be back later than 10:30. You know, the woman might forgot her purse. She forgot her lipstick. Who knows? You know, they might come back. If it's just a chasna in town, you know, between when they're taking pictures, she might just run back to get something to see how the children are doing. You know, if she doesn't know when the parents might be coming, then that also could help as far as Imati Yukud. But one should always ask in every scenario. So as you see, there's a lot of pratim and a lot of details that go into each case of Yukud, and these are just the roshei prakim. But we should all be zocha that in the zehiras of these halachas to truly reach the levels of kedusha and tara.